5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine, of course. Over the weekend, President Joe Biden sent ripples through America's foreign policy community by stating off the cuff at the end of a speech in Poland that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The White House immediately began walking back those comments, saying that they were meant to prepare the world's democracy for extended conflict over Ukraine, not to support regime change in Russia. Okay, this begs the question, why did Joe Biden make that comment in the first place? Does he really mean what he said? I suggest that he did. But even if this was intended to signal a shift in policy, an effort by the United States to trap Russia into a quagmire in Ukraine, this is not good news for the people of Ukraine, who are hoping and praying for peace soon. But the truth is this, the United States is using Ukraine and the Ukrainian people as an instrument in a proxy war against Russia, with the ultimate goal being regime change in Russia. The globalists cannot stand for a nationalist in power in a country as large as Russia, and the United States is doing the bidding of the globalists, it appears to me, in this regard. This appears to be the goal. I mean, even last week, the New York Times, last weekend, New York Times, which is one of the media instruments used by the foreign policy cabal in the United States to leak information that it wants to make public, said that the Biden administration, and I quote, seeks to help Ukraine lock Russia in a quagmire, end quote, making this their new Vietnam. Again, this would bleed Russia and probably accelerate the demise of Vladimir Putin, but at the expense of the Ukrainian people, not to mention those nations that depend on Ukraine's agriculture exports to feed their people. Meanwhile, the Russian government held a press conference last week accusing Hunter Biden of helping to finance a U.S. military bioweapons research program in Ukraine. Now, this was immediately dismissed as Russian disinformation meant to justify the invasion of Ukraine and sow discord inside the United States. But the Daily Mail in the UK, doing some actual journalism, unlike most of the media outlets here in the United States, dug into Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, the so-called laptop from hell, and found that emails on that laptop show that the Russians were largely telling the truth. Hunter Biden apparently helped secure millions of dollars of funding for a company called Metabiota, a Department of Defense contractor specializing in research on pandemic-causing diseases that could be used as bioweapons. You can't make this stuff up. Hunter Biden also introduced Metabiota to the Ukrainian gas firm Burisma. You remember, that's the firm that was paying Hunter Biden $80,000 a month to do what? He didn't speak Ukrainian. He doesn't know the energy industry. Apparently, he was to do things like this. This was for a science project involving high biosecurity level laboratories in Ukraine. And although Metabiota is purportedly a medical data company, okay, they just deal with facts and figures, not the actual lab work, the bench work inside the laboratory. The vice president of Metabiota sent an email to Hunter Biden in 2014 describing how they could, and I quote, assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia, end quote, which is kind of a strange goal for a biotech company struggling for economic and cultural independence from another nation. This begs the question, how might this be influencing American foreign policy today as regards Ukraine? Meanwhile, a system allowing direct payment from India to Russia in rupees and or rubles, a rupee-ruble exchange system, could go online as early as this week, allowing India and Russia to carry out financial operations outside of the U.S. dollar, allowing for trade in Russian oil and fertilizer in exchange for Indian agricultural and pharmaceutical products. People in India, businesses in India, looking at this as a great opportunity. Topic number 4, speaking of Russian oil, there's growing anxiety that Europe might run out of diesel, given the Western sanctions on Russian oil imports. The continent only has about 40 days supply of the critical fuel in stockpiles. Diesel, of course, is the biggest market is freight transport, which means disrupt diesel supplies, you've got more supply chain problems. The United States will not be immune to this. Already, Shell, BP, and Total, the big French gasoline company, restricting deliveries of diesel in Germany. In the UK, the Daily Mail, again, doing actual journalism, cited analysts who warned that the government of the UK may need to resort to diesel fuel rationing as early as next month. This could lead to disruptions of more food deliveries, which could lead to more civil unrest. Already, there are fuel riots that have begun in places like Sri Lanka, shortages reported in Yemen and Cuba. Combine that with the looming food shortages because of the disruption in wheat and sunflower exports from Ukraine and Russia. 2022 is going to be a very bumpy ride. Topic number three, travel. Here in the United States, the advocacy group Airlines for America has sent a letter to President Biden demanding the end of mask mandates for transportation and other COVID-19 restrictions, such as pre-departure testing for international flights. The letter from the group's board of directors was signed by the leaders of 10 major U.S. airlines, including American, United, Delta, and Southwest. Other leaders include UPS Airlines, FedEx Express, JetBlue, Alaska Air, and Atlas Air Worldwide. This comes despite the spread of BA.2, a subvariant of Omicron strain of the coronavirus. Cases rising in some parts of the world, but BA.2 seems to be like Omicron, a very mild form of the coronavirus, not causing the type of serious illness that the earlier strains were causing. Topic number two, the slap. I normally ignore the Oscars, didn't watch them on Sunday night, but if you did, you saw a rather startling moment where Best Actor winner Will Smith went up on stage and B-slapped presenter Chris Rock and then shouted a vulgarity at him for Rock making a joke at the expense of Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. About 45 minutes later, when he was awarded the Oscar for Best Actor for his role in the film King Richard, Smith apologized to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and fellow nominees. It was a rather emotional moment. He was tearful. He didn't apologize to Rock. The reaction was rather interesting on Monday as this story pushed the Ukraine war off the front page, as it were. People focusing on this rather than what's happening on the ground to the people suffering, dying, made homeless, millions of people displaced inside Ukraine because one rich guy slapped another rich guy on national television. Now, the focus of the commentary from people who weighed in on this issue seemed to be the toxic masculinity or display of toxic masculinity by Will Smith. Not so much the fact that Chris Rock publicly mocked his wife for a medical condition. Jada Pinkett Smith, you might have, if you've seen pictures of her recently, she wears her hair buzzed very, very short, but she suffers from alopecia, which is a medical condition that causes hair loss. She doesn't wear her hair buzzed short because it's a style choice. It's because that's the best style for someone with her condition. It's the same reason that Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley has her head shaved. It's basically because she suffers from alopecia. It's a medical condition. So, look, if a guy were to publicly mock my wife that way, it would not be an appropriate response, but it's certainly an understandable response to defend one's wife's honor. And I just find it really interesting in today's woke society that commentators seem more shocked by the display of toxic masculinity rather than saying, you know, when you publicly call out and mock another guy's wife, you kind of got to expect a reaction like what we saw on the Oscars on Sunday night. Now, interestingly, later, a tearful Smith said that Denzel Washington had pulled him aside and said, quote, "At your highest moment, be careful, because that's when the devil comes for you," end quote. Denzel Washington is a man of faith, and he is right about that. There are lessons to be learned from this. Not sure that toxic masculinity is the right one. Coming up, living money and the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, Bitcoin inside a mouse. This is, in my view, the 21st century equivalent of snake oil. A new decentralized autonomous organization, or DAO, claims to want to genetically engineer mice so they carry Bitcoin inside of them. How does this work? I don't know. It's science, so trust it. BitMouse DAO launched on January 25th. As of this report, apparently it has only two investors, no money, and one investor who put in like 0.01 of an ETH, that's Ethereum, commented LMAO, laughing my off. The other who put in the same amount said this is a crazy idea. The anonymous person behind this project claims to be an artist who got the idea as they were going to sleep one night, jotted the idea down, and began to ponder its possibilities. Over the next few weeks, I started looking around to see if it was possible to carry out this experiment. I was excited to imagine how this would affect us in the future. Yes, genetically engineering a mouse so that Bitcoin would be inside of the mouse. We've tied the value of the BitMouse directly to the Bitcoin, and it will fluctuate with the daily value of Bitcoin. Maybe in 10 years it'll be worth $100 million, or maybe it will be worth nothing, end quote. I'd vote on the latter, but when you take this idea and extend it out to its logical extreme, where does it lead? The Matrix or the Borg? One or the other, I think. Well, Skywatch TV announces its next virtual conference, the unveiling. So the high cost of travel or the restrictions on travel, not an issue. You access the presentations through the internet. We've done this a couple of times now, and I think we've got the system down. But on May 13th, 12:01 a.m. Central Time, that's UTC minus 5 here in the U.S., more than two dozen presentations from cutting-edge world-class presenters like Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others will be available for you for 90 days. You set the schedule. Decide which ones you want to watch in which order. Watch them again and again. Share them with your friends. Invite them over to your house and so forth. And then we will, again, after the conference, DVDs will be made available. But for 90 days, you basically set the schedule. Watch what you want, when you want. You find out more, get a complete list of speakers, bios, and sign up online at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. And by the way, the comment on the Mount Hermon, Mount of Olives connection, that'll be my presentation. We note that yesterday morning, there was an interesting convergence in the morning sky of the planets Saturn, Venus, and Mars with the moon. Interesting to me because in my book, The Second Coming of Saturn, I write about the Mount Hermon, Mount of Olives connection and the fact that the Mount of Olives was called the Mount of Corruption, but better translated as the Mount of the Destroyer, because Solomon placed three high places there to Milcom, Hebrews called Molech, one of the identities of the god the Romans called Saturn, the goddess Astarte, Venus, and the god of Moab, Chemosh, who was the Moabite form of the Roman god of war, Mars. And they operated together under Islam, which is, you know, the sign of the moon. If I were to update my book, Bad Moon Rising, I think there'd be some interesting stuff there to include. Anyway, that'll be my talk. You'll get that as part of the unveiling launching May 13th. Again, DefenderConference.com. During the month of March, our special thank you for your gift of any amount. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, Robert McGinnis, Colonel McGinnis's latest book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. His work has become more and more relevant over the last couple of years. This book certainly fits into that pattern. Again, you set the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, your donation of any amount during the month of March, still a couple of days to take advantage of this, we will send this book to you. Essentially, you set the price. Find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or give us a call, 844-750-4985, or scan the QR code on your screen. SkywatchFilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries such as The Great Delusion, exposing the modern UFO and alien disclosure phenomenon. Tom Horn's shocking presentation, The Secret Destiny of America, the New Age and occult adept belief in where America is going to go, America leading the transition into a new age. You'll find that and other films available for as little as just $3 in full HD instant access. Stream them online. You'll find them all at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This fall, Sharon and I, leading a tour alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, the tour company we'll be using, to Turkey. We'll visit the cities of the Churches of Revelation, the oldest religious community on earth, Göbekli Tepe, and discuss the pre-flood influence of the Watchers on the construction of that community, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and the underground city of Derinkuyu, among others. We will also visit a site called the Plutonion, very near ancient Pergamum, Plutonion, so named for the Roman god of the dead Pluto. In other words, the gates of hell. We'll be visiting the gates of hell on this tour. You get a complete breakdown of our itinerary, a look at the, and a place to reserve your spot on the tour, which will be relatively small. We're trying to keep it to two dozen or less, so don't wait. If this is of interest to you, check it out at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen for more information. Next spring, we'll be in Israel. We talked with Aaron Lipkin of Lipkin Tours Sunday morning, to confirm some plans. We'll be in the Holy Land between March 19th and 30th of 2023 with an optional three-day extension across the river to Jordan to visit Madaba, Mount Nebo, to get the view that Moses saw when he got his only look at the Promised Land, and Petra. And we will discuss the historic and prophetic significance of those sites, as well as the places that we'll see in in Israel, Joshua's altar, the site of that very exciting recent discovery of the lead tablet, the lead curse tablet from Mount Ebal, the mountain of the curse in Joshua chapter 8, where they reconfirmed the covenant with God. Jerusalem, Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, many other sites that you'll want to see. And, of course, Gilgal, Rephaim. This is a tour of Israel like no other. You can get a look at the itinerary, a breakdown of costs, and, of course, reserve your place online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or use the QR code on your screen. This week in Skywatch TV, we talk about the rapture. End times prophecy experts Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. It's a fascinating subject, one that is attracts great interest and has a lot of people with very strong opinions one way or another. Hear what they have to say on this week's Skywatch TV broadcast. Our broadcast schedule over the air is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you have the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, we'll broadcast when it's convenient for you. You can also download our free mobile app, and that gets all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with important news, a schedule of our upcoming events, and more, a place to donate as well on the mobile app. The app works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we have links to the App Store for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.